That was the experience there of Pete Lau, the Queensbury firefighter. Robin Lovelace is one of the authors of the study and says that they don't want to spread alarm. And in fact, this is related to more people getting on their bikes.
The point to make there is that it's not the fact that it's becoming more risky for these groups. It's actually a positive story that these age groups are taking up cycling, partly in response to increased interest around the sporting events, and that's especially relevant to Yorkshire with the Tour de France. So, in fact, there's a success story in there, and we're not taking into account the huge increase in cycling amongst these age groups who are all benefiting from it massively. So that's really where the emphasis should be for the public, I think. And if you're a cyclist, then all of the evidence suggests that the health benefits are far greater. You've got numbers like 20 to 1, even 70 to 1 health benefit in terms of how long you're likely to live.
Well, Ian Keller is also a co-author of the report and a member and coach at Otley Cycling Club and joins us live now. Morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Johnny. Thanks for having me on.
No, not a problem at all. Ian, on the face of it, I've got to say I was pretty shocked. And I don't know, a little bit fearful to hear that our roads here are twice as dangerous as the national average.
Well, I think one of the key things, as Robin, you heard Robin say then, is that the health benefits are clear. And what we're talking about is relative risk. It's that you are more risky in Yorkshire, West Yorkshire, than you are in the rest of the country. But I think it's important to say, like so many kind of rare events and Pete's story there is an individual tragedy, those very rare events are very hard for us to estimate. And so, to give you an example, 66% of children think that there's no safe route for them to get to school, and nearly 50% of parents think that something's going to happen to their child if they let them kind of cycle to school once. And that's a massive overestimate. The numbers that we're looking at are kind of 53 deaths per billion kilometre cycled, which, if you kind of think of that in terms of how many kilometres does a cyclist have to cycle, or do cyclists have to cycle for there to be one RTA in West Yorkshire, it's over 700,000 kilometres. So these are the individual tragedies, but they're very, very rare events.
The near misses aren't very rare, though, are they? The amount of people that I talk to that have near misses, we heard from Dave, I went over a bonnet on Wednesday after a car pulled out of me. I saw the same thing happen the week before. I've got friends that cycle who say there are near misses all the time. We see YouTube footage all the time of people getting knocked off their bikes. There is the near miss aspect that certainly is a reality, though.
I think that's right. I think that people do feel frightened on the roads, that they that affects who does take up cycling, and certainly you can see kind of patterns that reflect that there's lots of men taking up cycling, lots of young people taking up cycling, who perhaps feel that they can cope with that threat more. But I think the answer to that isn't to kind of get off your bike. Our numbers are very clear that there is safety in numbers. The more people riding their bike, the fewer RTAs per billion kilometres cycled that there will be. And so for me, the answer isn't to kind of keep off the road because it's frightening. Rather, we should be thinking about what we can do to help vulnerable road users use their bikes more. And we know it's about, parental perceptions and children's perceptions. That's what keeps kids from taking up cycling. And to do something about that, get your kids into a bike club. Make them feel confident, make them feel safe. Personally, I think that Danny Dorling's campaign to see 20-mile-an-hour limits around residential shops and schools, that's a fantastic idea. And I think also we need to think about, are we providing the infrastructure that supports people? Does it let them go where they want to? Children's journeys are mostly under a kilometre, and they're local journeys. And if everybody, it feels frightened, if everybody wants to drive to school and closer and closer, essentially what we've got is an arms race, and it's not safe for anybody to walk or cycle to school if everybody's trying to get that parking space closest to school. So I think about the infrastructure, think about getting your children in a bike club and getting them trained up, and ask your counsellor about 20-mile-an-hour limits.
And what about personal responsibility, Ian? We have a lot of debate about cyclists and just how safe they are and how much they bring on themselves, riding through red lights, riding on pavements, ignoring the rules of the road themselves.
I think that's a bit of a red herring, to be honest. I think that the evidence suggests that cyclists don't differ in their kind of in the way that they jump lights compared to anybody else. And
Oh, I don't know, Ian. I've seen a lot more cyclists jump red lights than I ever have done in a car.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it, that people in different types of vehicles will see more of the other type. So as a cyclist, I'm moving along at a particular speed and I see lots of cars and not many cyclists, but you're sat still in traffic and you see lots of cyclists going past. What we're seeing, in fact, is that there's no evidence that those kind of behaviours are the ones that are causing RTAs. What we're seeing is that it's roundabouts and traffic and T-junctions. And actually, when there are less cars on the road, cyclists are not intrinsically in danger. It's the presence of cars. But I don't think this is an issue of us versus them. I think everybody needs to respect the rules of the road and take responsibility for keeping each other safe.
In conclusion,
we're all parents and
okay. In conclusion here, I mean, the stats show that cycling regularly can add about 14 months to your life. Just any kind of aerobic exercise can. You're saying, really, that it is worth the risk and not to be too frightened by these stats?
Well, yes, as you say, 14 months of additional life compared to about 5 to 9 days overall on traffic collisions. And so, from traffic collisions lost. So I think, yes, look at that balance, realise what you can do to be safe and get some training and look what you can do to make your environment safer.
Ian, thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate that. That's Ian Keller there, the co-author of the report. Your response, 81333. Start that text with the word Leeds or at BBC Leeds on Twitter. Johnny, I agree with you. It's about personal responsibility from both people, cyclists and those in the cars and lorries. Thank you, Shirley, on Twitter. 81333. Start that text with the word Leeds.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focused EOU.